see the face of the Holy Prophet separated from its blessed body on a spear, the younger version of the Holy Prophet, to me will be a witness on Judgment Day against these Umayyads. عَلَى لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ لَوْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ صلوات الله محمد وآل محمد.
Just for a moment, please, Brother Abdul Sayyid, welcome. I'm going to vote for this man. We need a man like him in the United States Senate. And you know that he is under bombardment of Islamophobia and IPAC. And everybody is attacking him, from the Israeli newspaper, the media, Islamophobia. But we need a man, you know, that in Senate, in the U.S. Senate, we don't have any person, any Muslim. But, you know, the Jewish community and Muslim community, we are almost the same number in this country. There are over 10 Jewish senators in the U.S. Senate, not even a single Muslim. We vote for Abdul not because he is just Muslim, but because he's all the qualities, because he cares for Michigan, he cares for United States, he cares for humanity, he cares for justice, he cares for truth. That is the reason that we vote for him. You know that today was voting in Senate, and to stop Trump this war against Iran. You know, many times they did it, and we need only one vote. And we lost it many times. Last time was 50-50. We need only one vote. So vote matters. Vote is really the weapon and the power of people in this country. So it's very important. Today it was it like 52-48? So we won. And Senate told the president that stop this war against Iran. Stop it, and if you want to continue, you need the authorization from Senate. So it's very important to have Brother Dr. Abdul Sayyid, inshallah, the Senator of the State of Michigan in Senate. Sallu ala Muhammad wa
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My name is Dr. Abdulrahman Sayyid. I am running for U.S. Senate, and I just want to say how honored I am to have the opportunity to be with you as we commemorate the assassination of Imam Hussein, a moment that I think teaches us a number of lessons if we're willing to reflect upon them and apply them into our lives. And first and foremost, I want to say that this was a great sin committed on the whole Muslim Ummah. There's no question about it. And in this moment, you have somebody who is willing to stand up for justice, stand up for truth against all of the odds. And you look at this moment and you reflect on this moment in our society when we are being taken to wars that we have no business fighting, in places we have no business being in, while our own people here struggle for food here, struggle for healthcare here, struggle for opportunity here, struggle to breathe clean air here and drink clean water here. And instead they want to send our money there to drop bombs there when we should be spending them here. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us peace and prosperity, amen. And there's a third word that comes from that root, which is amana, which is responsibility. And as we reflect on the responsibility of the amn and the aman that we have the freedom of our speech, that we can speak up when we see injustice, our test is to ask whether or not we are willing to do that thing that we are commemorating today, to stand up against injustice, even if it costs everything. And we have that opportunity stepping forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us, what did we do with the opportunity we had? What did we do when the amana was given us for the aman that we had here? And it doesn't take that much reflection to understand what it would have meant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you to be somebody who is in Junub Lebanon right now, in Gaza right now, in the West Bank right now. But He chose you to be here right now, and He's going to test you with what you choose to do with the amana that you have. One small thing that we can do, not everything, but one small thing we can do is to lift our voices. To choose to come out, to use our voice, our salt. in this moment. It's no coincidence that the word for vote is the word for voice in our language. And so I'm asking that everybody choose to come out, to raise your voice, to lift your voice, even against the odds. Because even if we may not win, the question for us is not whether or not we won or lost. The question is whether or not we were willing to stand up for the truth, even against the odds. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a space, a moment where we reflect on the assassination of Imam al-Hussein. We ask how we apply this in our own lives, and that we step up to take on the amana that comes with the amna and amana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has challenged us with and given us. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So voting is as wajib as prayer, brothers and sisters. Time comes for elections, voting is wajib. Like salat is a wajib dini, like in vote is a wajib siyasi, wajib ijtimai. So please, everybody vote. And let us vote for Brother Abdul Sayyid.
Allah salli.
His father from distant, Imam Hussein, was standing there sending salam to him.